אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
So I would like to talk about שבועות. שבועות means feast of the weeks. חג השבועות, שבועות mean weeks. שבוע is one week. שבועות, many weeks. And it's actually a major Jewish holiday. It's one of the three pilgrimage festival that occur on the 6th day of the Hebrew month of Sivan. So, as I said, it's next, Erev Shavuot is next Thursday, 25th of May this year. And in the Bible, Shavuot marks the wheat harvest in Israel. And in addition, rabbinic tradition teaches us that the date also marks the revelation of the Torah to Moses and the Israelites at Mount Sinai, which according to the tradition of Orthodox Judaism occurred at this date in, and this is interesting to know, 1314 BC. King David was 1000 BC, the Torah was given 1314 BC. The word Shavuot means weeks, as I said, and it marks why we call it weeks, the conclusion of the counting of the weeks of the Omer. Omer is the Sfirat Omer. It dates directly, the dates linked to Passover. You start counting the Omer from Passover. And the Torah mandates that the 7 weeks counting of the Omer, beginning on the second day of Passover, to be immediately followed by Shavuot. And this counting of days and weeks is understood to express anticipation and desire for the giving of the Torah. On Passover, the people of Israel were freed from enslavement to Pharaoh in Egypt. On Shavuot, they were given the Torah. And by the fact that they were given the Torah, they became a nation committed to serving God. And Shavuot is not, by the way, if you're looking for giving the Torah, that explanation in the Bible, it does not exist. But Shavuot, the main significance is the holidays, the festival of giving the Torah, the Shavuot. And by the way, remember the cheesecakes, the dairy products, the cheese blinches, the krepalach. Oh, my mom used to make the best cheesecake in the world and krepalach filled with cheese. I think if you've got any Ashkenazi heritage, Polish heritage, you would understand what it means, those pockets full of cheese. And if you're coming from a Sephardic background, you probably remember the cheese sambusak or kelazonis, and beautiful food. And also the Syrian Jews with the dough that is buttered and sugared. So there are lots of customs of eating dairy products in Shavuot. And in keeping with the observance of other Jewish holidays, there is both a night meal and a day meal on Shavuot. By the way, people ask me, Shavuot is only one day in Israel, but we celebrate, we have two nights of Shavuot in the diaspora overseas. Now, you ask, why do we eat dairy food? And among the explanations given in rabbinic literature for the consumption of dairy food on these holidays are, before they received the Torah, the Israelites were not obligated to follow its laws, which include the shechita, the ritual slaughter of animal, and kashrut. They didn't know anything about kashrut before the Torah was given. So since all the meal pots and dishes now had to be made kosher before use, they opted to eat dairy food. Interesting. Now, the Torah also is compared to milk by HaMelech Shlomo, by King Solomon, who wrote, like milk and honey, and it lies under your tongue. And this is in the Song of Songs that King Solomon said that. And something else is very, very interesting. In Gematria, the Hebrew word chalav is 40. And corresponding to 40 days and 40 nights that Moses spent on Mount Sinai before bringing down the Torah. Now, there is another custom of reading Megillat Rut, Well, the five Megillot, the five books from the Hebrew Bible, are traditionally read in the synagogue on various Jewish holidays. And of this, the Book of Ruth is read on Shavuot. And the reasons given for this custom include that the Shavuot is the harvest time, and the events in the Book of Ruth occur at the harvest time. And because Shavuot is traditionally cited as the day of giving the Torah, the entry of the entire Jewish people into the covenant of the Torah is a major theme of the day. And Ruth's conversion to Judaism and entry into the covenant is described in the book. And so the theme resonates with the other themes of the day. But another very, very important reason, and I think this is the major reason we read the Book of Ruth, is King David, Ruth's descendant, was traditionally born and died on Shavuot. So that's a very, very important reason. And the greenery, we mustn't forget the greenery. According to tradition, Mount Sinai suddenly blossomed with flowers in anticipation of the giving of the Torah on its summit. Remember, Mount Sinai is in the middle of the desert. Sinai is a desert. So this idea is first mentioned in medieval Ashkenazi sources as the Maharal. And for this reason, many Jewish families traditionally decorate their home and synagogues with plants. And also the all night study the Torah. And some have the custom of learning the Torah all night on the first night of Shavuot. We call it Tikkun Leil Shavuot. It's known as Tikkun Leil Shavuot, rectification for Shavuot night. And actually this custom recorded first in 1300s. So it's quite interesting. But in secular agricultural communities in Israel, such as most kibbutzim and moshavim, Shavuot is celebrated as the harvest and first fruit festival, including a wider symbolic meaning of joy over the accomplishment of the year. As such, not just agricultural produce or machinery is presented to the community, but also, if you ever grew up in a kibbutz, you know, on Shavuot, the babies born during the preceding 12 months are presented to the community, which is a beautiful, beautiful custom. And I remember as a child, we used to go with the basket full of goodies to school or to kindy. My mom used to feed the basket with best fruit, and we used to share it at school to remember the bikurim, the first fruit that was brought into the temple during the temple time. Well, we are running out of time, 2 minutes before this end of the program. So thank you so much for tuning in today, and I would like to wish you Chag Shavuot Sameach.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.